This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today, as we do every Friday, with what happened in this economy the past 5 days and what it means. In no particular order this week, that means inflation, it means retail sales, and looking ahead, and briefly, I promise, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. Neela Richardson is at ADP. Jordan Holman is at the New York Times. Hey, you two.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Jordan, let me start with you. You're the retail sales reporter for the newspaper of record. Retail sales came out this week. They were up, but not as much as everybody had been expecting. What do you make of that, first of all?
I think we're still just trying to fit things for size, trying to figure out, you know, are people buying more, are people buying less? And it's not going to be a clear picture of what's happening here. People are still feeling weighed down by inflation. We also saw that consumer confidence has been leveling out. People are feeling less optimistic despite, still being employed. And so I think for retailers, they're just trying to figure out a strategy that works in this really confusing time. So whether that's trying to make their stores better or find other revenue streams, like that's kind of the way forward because consumers aren't being super clear.
All right. So we'll get back to that retailers thing in a minute, the companies, Jordan. But what I hear you saying is that retail is going to be bumpy, much like inflation has been bumpy.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the narrative was really clear in the beginning parts of the pandemic, like retail sales are either booming because everyone's buying or they're going down because everyone's getting hit by record high inflation. And now as things normalize and you hear a lot of retailers trying to just skip back to 2019, you get this kind of not clear picture. And that's actually OK. You just have to be smarter with the strategy.
All right. Well, so, oh, God, there's a lot in there that I want to unpack. Neela Richardson, I go to you, first of all, with the not clear picture. You are the economist in this conversation. How much does it make you crazy that we still don't have a clear picture of this economy?
Oh, it does. Well, you know, that's what keeps me in business, right? If we had a clear picture, you wouldn't
yes,
have me on.
That's fair.
But the reality is that consumers are buying differently. And this was before the pandemic, the digital economy, e-commerce, the way people buy. So there was a big narrative before the pandemic about brick and mortar versus online sales. But also what people are buying are different. It started out post-pandemic with goods. Now people are buying services. And that leads right back into those inflation numbers. So it is confusing because a lot is changing all at once.
You are a labor economist by training. That means you keep a weather eye on consumers. Are you worried about consumers, Neela?
Not as long as the unemployment rate is below 4%.
Yeah.
I think that consumers have a really good, solid footing in this economy because the jobs market has been so strong. I do worry at the margins. I worry about the high cost of debt. I worry about high interest rates. I worry about consumers and households more generally when it comes to the housing market and savings and how expensive housing has become. But in terms of the labor market, and pretty solid spending. As long as inflation keeps coming down, I think the consumer's in pretty good shape.
Okay. All right. Good. Jordan, the retailers, the companies that you mentioned, I saw a great quote and this idea that you mentioned a minute ago about you're getting back to 2019 and what it was like. There was actually a CEO mentioned in one of the articles I read about, sadly not yours, about retail sales. The guy said, we want to get consumers back to being what they were in the before times, which is to say, not as used to discounts, regularly spending a little bit more. And I guess I wonder if, do you think the retailers are actually dealing with reality here?
Trying to get people to pay
more for
things than the retailers would like. I mean, I think there is some truth to that. Like retailers do have levers to pull, as in not offering clearance sales and people will still buy. I think one interesting example of this is with IKEA.
Yep.
They announced this week that they were going to lower the prices of their items. So that bookshelf that you bought for $90 last year, it should be for $70. And I think that is a company that is dealing with the reality that people are still, you know, weathering inflation. And that's like, hey, we could stand apart from the rest of the pack by doing the opposite of what everyone's doing. So I thought that was an interesting way that a retailer is approaching this economy.
Do you think it's going to work?
I think people do like things that are less expensive. And also think about IKEA's in this category of home furnishing. That category has been sales have been going down because we all bought couches and beds a few years ago. We're not buying it in huge quantities. So they need to be creative about the way to increase foot traffic.
Well, look, if being creative means cheaper things, then I'm all in. Neela, let's talk about inflation, CPI, and the producer price index came out this week, a little higher than people had wanted. It is going to be bumpy. Here's the note I wrote to myself as I was walking into the studio. Should we just stop talking about inflation every month? Because we're just bouncing around and it's making people crazy.
But people are seeing it. It's interesting how attuned people are to price. And I think this is a really nice tie-in to what Jordan was talking about. The transparency on price levels has never been greater. You could talk to anyone anywhere. They know like how much they paid for hamburger and eggs
Yes,
this today
yes,
versus
yes,
yesterday.
yes,
They
yes.
like on my Instagram feed right now, there are prices aplenty for everything.
Yeah.
And I can comparison shop in real time. I don't think we're going to stop talking about prices because prices are everywhere and they've only gone up. The sad thing about inflation is that growth goes down, but prices don't. And that's what's affecting the consumer budget. And that's why I think people are not as happy as they should be, considering the low unemployment rate we have. So they're feeling that price impact, whether we talk about it or not.
Right. And look, inflation's low, but price levels are high, and that's what has everybody all turned around. And I totally get that. Very quickly on the way out here, Neela, and I come to you in your role as formerly the chief. I think you were the chief economist at Redfin, right? Weren't you?
That's right.
Okay,
I was.
chief economist at Redfin. Big news today from the National Association of Realtors on real estate commissions. We were talking, you and I, before the gong went off, and I said, "Wow, you know, all those commission fees are going to stay in, or most of them anyway, are going to stay in home buyers and sellers' pockets." And you said, "Yeah, maybe not." Explain, would you?
So this could be good news in the sense that commissions could go down, or they could at least be more negotiated than they are now. And there's a lot to unpack under that, so I won't go deep since we have a short time period of time. But this ruling is in the context of higher interest rates and very low inventory. So there are a lot of things that buyers are doing away with when there is low inventory, like inspections, all kinds of closing cost fees. There's a whole host of fees on the table to be negotiated, and some of them will just increase the house price with lower inventory. So good news probably in the long run. In the short run, there's still not enough affordable housing, and so everything is on the table and may roll up into the price anyway.
Neela Richardson at ADP now, and Jordan Holman at the New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, Kai.
Kai.